listening to Sermons at St. Mary's, homilies of Father Don Nectarius Hawk, recorded live at St. Mary's Antiochian Orthodox Christian Church in Omaha, Nebraska.
Let us attend. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Glory to thee, O God. Glory to thee, O God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Good morning. Beloved, we continue our journey. We continue our journey in this Nativity Fast, this time of Advent, preparing our hearts, asking our Lord, among other things, that we may see, that we may see Him. And of course, that's why the church purposely puts this gospel into our midst at this time of the year. Our Lord knows that all of us tend to gravitate toward blindness. And so He comes to us even during this Advent season as we're preparing, and He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Right? He's always saying that. Because He loves us. His compassion is immeasurable. His loving kindness spills out abundantly, lavished upon us as His people. And of course, our response to that should be at all times. As the blind man here, who by the way has a name, in the Gospel of Mark we hear that his name is Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, and this particular blind man, Bartimaeus, after he received his sight, followed Jesus. He became a disciple. And then he went and told the world what had happened to him. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of St. Andrew, the first called of the apostles. Let me read a couple of the hymns from the Vespers that are just beautiful and fit in so well with our Advent journey. "Rejoice, O heavens! Proclaim everywhere the glory of God. Today the first called Apostle Andrew stands in our midst." And he is, by the way. He's standing in our midst today, even now, while we gather together to worship. Because he is among that great cloud of witnesses, the Scripture says, that stands with us as we ascend into the heavens. "Andrew was the first to obey the Lord with fervor. United to Him, he was kindled by His love. He is the reflection of the Savior's love for man. For the rays of His light enlightened those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. We rejoice in His holy memory. For through his prayers, we receive healing and blessings from God. Another hymn says this, "When he, Christ, who is called the morning star, the radiance of the eternal Father's glory, in his great mercy took up his abode on earth, you, O glorious Andrew, were the first to meet him. For your heart was enlightened with the perfect splendor of his divinity. We bless you as the herald of the apostles of Christ our God. Pray that he may enlighten and save our souls." Today we also begin a series of hymns called the Idiomela, which are the pre-feast hymns of the Nativity. And the theme continues here, even though it doesn't mention Andrew, the theme of seeing Christ, seeking him, which is what we desire to do at all times. It says in one of the hymns, and this is from the Vespers of the Feast of St. Andrew, "Dance, Isaiah." "Dance, Isaiah. Receive the word of God. Prophesy to the maiden Mary that the bush shall burn with the light of the Godhead, yet shall not be consumed. Prepare, O Bethlehem. Open your gates, O Eden. Come, O Magi. Make your journey to behold salvation wrapped and laid in a manger, whom the star above the cave reveals as the Lord, the giver of life, who saves our race." We call Andrew in the Orthodox Church the first called, as I said. Along with Philip, he was a disciple of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. And after hearing John's declaration when he saw Jesus coming, remember what John said? He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." There he is. Andrew and Philip followed Jesus. And convinced, of course, that our Lord was indeed the promised Christ, the promised Messiah, the one who was to come and redeem all of humanity. What did Andrew do? He went and told his brother. And his brother just so happened to be Simon Peter. So he went and told Simon Peter that he had found the Messiah. Philip went and did the same. He went and told his friend Nathanael of Cana in Galilee. And Nathanael also went to meet Jesus. Beloved, the church, in her wisdom, and the Lord, I should say, in the wisdom in his holy church, singles out Andrew, not only as the first called apostle, but also exhorts us, beloved, as the church, to come and see the Messiah in Jesus Christ. That's a big part of our preparation during this season. We prepare our hearts to come and to see. Another hymn says, "We have found him whom the prophets proclaimed in the Spirit." This is also from the Vespers of St. Andrew. "Come to his beauty, that we may be rescued in soul and in thought, and that, led by the light of his radiance, we may drive away the night of deception and the darkness of unbelief. Blessing Christ, who bestows upon the world great mercy." This encapsulates this season for us, beloved. We're supposed to come. We're supposed to find Christ. Come to his beauty. Come to the beauty of that babe that's laying in that manger. God in the flesh incarnate for us and for our salvation. Come and behold him. Born the King of the angels, as the Christmas carol says. In fact, let me challenge you and encourage you, beloved. You know, we have sang so many of these beautiful Christmas carols for years. We've grown up with them. I want you to really reflect on the words of some of these Christmas carols this year. Come, let us adore him. Adeste fidelis. Christ the Lord, the Messiah. That little baby in that manger. This is what the hymn says here. Come to his beauty that we may be rescued in soul and in thought. And led by the light of his radiance, that's what this Advent journey is. God is leading us and guiding us if we would but go with him to Bethlehem. Led by the light of his radiance, we may drive away the night of deception and the darkness of unbelief. We're called upon to do that every day, aren't we? That's part of the spiritual journey. That's part of the warfare that you and I engage in at all times. Blessing Christ, who bestows upon the world great mercy. You see, beloved, the church invites us during this season to identify ourselves with Andrew. Identify ourselves with St. Andrew. And not only to identify ourselves with St. Andrew, but to share in the joy, of his discovery. So that it may become, or he may become, I should say, Christ may become our discovery in a new and deeper way, in a more profound and significant way. Like Andrew, we're called upon to rejoice in Christ Jesus as the Messiah foretold in the Old Testament. And with him, we're also invited to call others. Just like Andrew did with his brother Peter and Philip did with Nathanael, his friend. We're invited not to keep this to ourselves. We're invited to come and to call others. To come and see this great mystery of God on earth. Because not only is God with us, Emmanuel, he is one of us. He is one of us. That's what we celebrate in this great upcoming feast. He has become a man to deify us, to deify our humanity from within, to transform us, to heal us, to mold us and to shape us to become more like himself, to refashion us in his own image and likeness. So what does it mean to come and see Christ? We hear that a lot. We talk a lot about having spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to see and to hear God. What does it mean for us in our daily lives to come and to see? Well, what did it mean for the apostles? We have so many, purposely, by the way, and deliberately, we have so many recounts of the apostles' first encounter with Christ, the calling of the apostles. We hear about this story with Andrew. We hear about the story of Simon Peter, who says when he really encounters Christ and really recognizes him as the Messiah, he says what? Depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. We have the story of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were fishermen. And what does the gospel say? It says that they left their nets. They left their nets. And their father. Everything to follow Christ. Because they came and they saw who he was. Now, what about us? What does it mean for us to come and to see? Well, first of all, we don't have the blessing, I should say, of physically seeing Christ with our eyes, do we? Our physical eyes. That's why, you know, he told Thomas, when Thomas doubted his physical eyes, he said, I'm not gonna believe unless I see with my physical eyes. Thomas came to that point, and our Lord says, Thomas, you saw because you believed because you saw. Blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. We're not blessed with the seeing Christ with our physical eyes. And yet, are we? Yeah, we are blessed, beloved, because don't we believe and teach and proclaim when we say Christ is in our midst? That He's here? That He's within all of us? That we see Christ in each other? I may not look like our Lord Jesus on this icon here. And you might not look like Him either. But you sure have Him in you. We see Christ in each other. So it's not a matter then, is it, when we say come and see, it's not a matter of beholding with our physical eyes. It's a matter of recognizing. Recognition. Recognizing Him. That's what changed Andrew. That's what changed Peter. That's what's changed all the apostles. And that's what's changed every man, woman, and child throughout the history. When they have come and seen and recognized Christ. So for us, when we recognize Him, we truly begin to see. And that's again part of what the Advent journey is all about. Coming to that point where we have eyes that are clear, spiritual eyes that are clear to recognize Him as He works in our own lives, to glorify Him and praise Him as we see Him working as God in our midst. But you and I both know that recognition always brings about some sort of response, right? We have to respond. And we're free to choose how to respond. We see in these stories in the gospel, even in the story of the man who did not see physically today in the gospels, we see him responding to Christ because he recognized him. When they said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, he recognized him in his heart as the Messiah, the one who could bring healing, the one who could heal him. That's why he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't shut up because he recognized Christ. And of course, our Lord reached out to him and healed him. And every encounter in the scriptures of those who have recognized Christ in the correct way, the right way, have been changed. They've been motivated to change. And that's another thing when it comes to coming and seeing. When we recognize Him, beloved, when we recognize Him within us, within His holy body, the church, when we recognize all around, not just acknowledging His existence, but recognizing Him as Lord and Master and Savior and Healer in my life, when we recognize that, then that's going to motivate us to do all we can to cooperate with His grace as He pours it out abundantly upon us. And we will find ourselves, as we've said many times before, healed, transformed, continually to be changed, as St. Paul says, from one degree of glory to another. That's what this season is all about. In fact, that's what every day is all about in the kingdom. But the church comes to us and says, let's focus. Let's really focus and reflect on that during these seasons. Let's focus on reflecting, on preparing our hearts. Let's focus on wiping away and clearing away all the darkness that tends to accumulate in our hearts and our minds. And let's, with clear eyes, recognize Christ and be motivated by the Holy Spirit to embrace Him in a deeper way. Let me finish with one of the prayers that we prayed this morning in the kids group. That we're lighting our Advent candles, we're saying prayers together in the hall By the way, y'all are invited. Anybody wants to come to that, it's fine. You know, it's right before we have our church school in the morning, right around 9 o'clock or so. We gather together and pray and light candles. Here's what we prayed today. Stir up thy power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let thy bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Let me read that again. Those are powerful words. That when they come from a heart that recognizes Christ, a heart that is motivated to draw near to Him and embrace Him, these words are powerful. They're not just words on a page. Because these words engage the Holy Spirit to come and continue His work in us. Stir up thy power, O Lord, and with great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let thy bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. For thou art a merciful God, and unto thee do we ascribe glory. To the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
Thanks for listening. Find us online by searching St. Mary Orthodox Omaha or at facebook.com/ST Mary Omaha.